Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
And good morning, listener. Warm good morning from a very sunny Dymchurch by the sea on the Kent coast. Beautiful day. And guess what, listener? When I got up this morning very early, it was light and the sun was pouring through and I'd forgotten to close my net. So all the neighbours had a lovely view. We have a cracking show for you this morning. It's show 80. And we have in the studio the brilliant Kate Gaskell. And she's going to be telling us about Fair Trade Fortnight and her Liberation Nuts. I tell you, listen, we have a big supply in the studio. Let me just read out what we've got in front of me. I have some oven-baked peppercorn. They're peanuts with cashews and Habba's fritters. Crunchy beans, that sounds very nice, and it's pink, beautiful colours. And then we have an oven baked chili and lime cashews with peanuts and roasted corn. Have a lot of corn on this show, don't we, Stevie Wood?
Certainly do, Jules. Mm.
We have Stevie Wood flanking Kate Gaskell, and he's going to be telling us, apart from your tweets and news going on in the UK and abroad, he'll be telling us a little bit about Elmcourt Farmers Market. Did you know, listener, it's Marmalade Month? Partial to marmalade.
Very nice, isn't it? Marmalade, love it.
And I've noticed, well, we'll talk about it later, but I have noticed that perhaps it's a generation thing, because my 19-year-old doesn't have marmalade with his cooked breakfast. And I'm trying to encourage him. You know, he's not really a toast boy, actually. He likes egg and bacon and...
There's a big resurgence, isn't there, in marmalade? Something, some film that was on just before Christmas with a bear in it.
Oh, right. Was that Paddington?
Ah, that's the one, yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't. Shall we go together?
Yeah, let's go.
Shall we take jars?
Yes. And in fact, we can do something. I'll tell you a little bit about food at cinema later, so I'll tell you about that, yeah. And then we can see if it's right.
Well, that is our very own resident bear with a sore head, Stevie Wood, and he will be telling you later on about Elmcourt Farmers Market, a little bit about Paddington Bear and marmalade, and of course Fair Trade Fortnight. And then also bearing gifts, and she came in, listener, with a huge hamper. I thought it was her baby. You know how, I mean, I'm of an age where, you know, I've noticed baby things, car seats and that, have got much smaller and handier. So I thought she had a little baby tucked in, but no, it was a hamper of food. so we will be tucking in with Jo Banks and hearing about her Pampered Chef parties. Now, I have frequented a Pampered Chef party and bought some lovely things, which we'll talk about later. Very excited. I'm thinking perhaps a little bit of a nut theme going on today. And we've already had a tweet from Mr. Harry Covert, who is secret dining. Beautiful, beautiful food. If ever you get the chance, you can find him on Twitter at Mr. Harry, H-A-R-I, Covert. He's had another one of his holidays, you know, listen, he's been off in France. He claims to not have any. And he says, only you could talk about nuts, Jules Serkin, and make it sound sexy. Cannot wait to listen on catch up. Good luck. Well, nuts are sexy, aren't they, Steve Wood?
Allegedly so, yes. I'd have said tasty, but if you want to go sexy,
yeah,
that's good.
So have you got anything up, any news up your sleeve?
Myself personally, or the whole wide world?
The whole wide world.
I've got plenty of both.
Because you know, Steve, we could be living on Mars now, couldn't we?
Not yet. No, I think that's another 4 or 5 years.
Are you up for shuttle?
Well, yeah. I don't think we're the right demographic for their television show.
You're saying we're too old?
Yeah.
Too old, too tubby?
Yeah, probably.
Steve Wood?
Probably.
Takes
a lot to get us off the Earth. Let's start with some nuts, in actual fact. There's a new food scandal about, which is called Nutgate. Which follows on. Which follows on from Horsegate. Now, I find this very interesting because it's not actually about nuts. There's nothing wrong with nuts. Let's just get that in. With Horsegate, there was a bit of horse meat put in our food. Wouldn't have hurt anybody. And the papers went absolutely mad on it. Nutgate is a new food scandal, and it's all to do with spices and herbs and stuff like that. And apparently there's some people out there that are putting nuts into spices and herbs because they're slightly cheaper to bulk it up. Now, that I would have said is a little bit dangerous, because someone with a nut allergy could kill them.
That's wicked, actually.
It is, but the papers don't seem to have picked up on this. A lot of the big supermarkets are recalling stuff very quickly. So if you do have a nut allergy, do be a little bit careful, because watch your spices and your herbs. I think it's cumin and paprika at the moment, but there's other bits and pieces they seem to be doing. But it's all to do with the food chain. It's not particularly any food products. It's to do with the food chain and people keeping an eye on where their food comes from. Procurement, basically. And the bigger the line is from the person that makes it to the person that buys it, the more chances there's something going wrong. So I think the real message there is shop local.
Well, it's what we've always said on this show, haven't we?
It is, yes.
Shop local, know your produce and where it comes from.
Definitely.
I have to say, I went to a restaurant in Canterbury on Sunday. I won't say the name, but I am going to write a review, and a Scofquaff review. But it was Mediterranean, and the lamb was really chewy, and it's supposed to be marinated, and I wondered whether they'd rushed it or whether they're just using a crap butcher, basically.
Could be a little bit of both. I mean, Mediterranean food, it's fast cooked, isn't it? The whole thing behind it is that's the reason.
Yeah, but you marinate.
Yeah, but it's a quick cook, isn't it? So I don't know. I couldn't answer without you taking me there to try it.
I'll take you.
Okay.
See what you think.
Is that before or after the cinema?
Well, probably after, I would
think.
Okay,
no, that's all right.
We'll have a little glass of Prosecco.
Okay.
What else is going on? I've had quite a few tweets.
We've had quite a few tweets. Yeah, tweets in. You know Apple Ducks, I'm sure you do. They tweet you. In fact, they tweeted you and said, could you go? And they've got an event on. It's at Royal Shopper, which is actually Victoria Place Shopping Precinct in Tunbridge Wells. They've got a pop-up emporium, they call it. And that's on Friday or Saturday, the 14th and 15th of April. I've been to that before. That's quite a busy little thing. We've got all the normal guys going around the farmers markets. We see them. I've got to give Shibben Farmers Market a mention. They tweeted in.
Oh, yes, I
they
love
say,
them.
That's Shibben.
Yeah.
Shibben. You
Shibben.
Got that?
Shibben.
Not Shipbourne.
Shibben.
Shibben. Got to give them a mention because they don't get much of a mention. Their market's every Thursday, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. in St. Giles' Church. Next to the Chaser Inn, who are also on Twitter at The Chaser Inn. And we love that. You've been there, haven't you? Did you meet someone there?
Where? The Chaser Inn? Is that the pub?
Yeah. Shibben.
Well,
I
minced in. I stood outside with you and Howard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Me and Howard.
Yeah.
And I stood outside there for a while, and then nobody bought me a drink, so I went in on my own. And in there was Jane Apps at the fat Carrot with her mum having lunch.
Oh, right.
Which was rather
nice.
That
was good. No, I thought you met someone outside, did you not?
Oh, well, of course, my one weakness.
Yes.
No, didn't meet him. I frolicked with him. That's why I wasn't on your wavelength.
Yes.
Plus the fact I'm tweeting. Well, of course, I met Michel Roux Jr., and he is my one weakness. I think he has a little thing for me, really. If you look at the photos, Stevie, when he was sidling up to me.
I have seen the photos,
yeah.
And I can see it.
Yeah.
I can absolutely see it.
Definitely. I love him. And he did tweet me the other day as well.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So there's definitely a little something going on.
Yeah, definitely something.
Is he coming to do some stuff with you again?
I think he might be, yes. Back in June, I think we'll probably have him back down again because that's Kent Farmers Market Month. So he should be there for that, hopefully.
Well, are you in the mood to tell us about Kent Farmers Month?
I can do.
Well, tell us a little bit.
It's in June.
Give us a taster.
How about that? It's promoting farmers markets all around. We do it for the county.
Mm.
You can do it anywhere. We don't mind. And it's just to draw more people into the farmers markets so they can find out a little bit about local food. You know my big bugbear is everybody assumes the supermarkets are cheap and they're not. And they assume that your local food and your local shop is quite expensive. And it's not. It's quite often the other way around. It's a little bit of both.
Well, they trap you, don't they?
Yeah.
Because you go in for you think, you know, this is cheap and that is cheap. It's a little bit like TK Maxx as well. You go in there and there's some cheap stuff, but then the other stuff is quite highly priced.
The pants are quite cheap in TK Maxx,
yeah,
apparently. Well, they were years ago, last time I went in there.
Knickers too.
That's it. Your main stuff in there, but that's what the whole thing is about. It's just to change people's perceptions a little bit on local food, on healthy food, and also on fresh food.
So you're going to be telling us later on in the show a little bit more about Elmcourt Farmers Market and what goes on.
Yes, that's on next Sunday.
What's the prize ticket this
It's about £600, our raffle. We have a raffle that rolls over if nobody wins it every month. And it's been going on for 6 months now without a winner.
Mm.
So people can get... It's not a raffle, it's a draw.
Did you mention the King's Head Y?
No, I didn't,
well,
no.
They've just popped up on my Twitter. Big hello to you guys. They say we're having a Y, that's W-Y-E, food night tomorrow. So that's mañana. Fancy coming over. So that's Wednesday. I'm actually cooking for my oldest son, Josh, is... God knows how old he is, but it's his birthday today. So because my new husband is changing the schedule of everything, we're having a birthday dinner tomorrow. So I won't be able to come. Maybe we could come to the King's Head Y and have it. But I'm cooking lamb and I've already got it out of the freezer. But I'll come another time. I'd like to say now we're going to play a little song, but I'd just like to thank our sponsors this week. We have, of course, Julian Lucas in Folkestone of Kent Dark Chocolate. One of my favourites, and I have been having rather a few squares. And also Debbie Carter at Linton Chocolates, another of my favourites, my one weakness, in fact. Let's have a song. I think it's time to move on up with a little bit of Curtis Mayfield.
And don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications. We'll be right back.
loving that. So, ooh, Curtis. Cheeky little thing there. He's not going to stop. He's just carrying on. What do? Turn him down. Anyway, it's great. He's obviously going to play for another hour. Yeah, he's going to play for another 4 minutes. must be somebody Wild's playlist there. So while we turn Curtis Mayfield down, I'm going to introduce the fabulous Kate Gaskell, who's come all the way on trains and boats and planes from London. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her business, which is Liberation Foods. That's the name of the company. You can find them on www.chooseliberation.com. And they're also on Facebook, which is Liberation Nuts.
Facebook.
And also Twitter @Liberation_Nuts. They are Europe's biggest nut importer, I do believe. Kate's going to tell us all about it. You can find them in Tesco and Sainsbury's. And they also have their own brand as well, which you can find in Waitrose, I believe. And I'm really interested in the countries as well that you work with. So first of all, Kate, tell us about you and what you do.
Well, good morning, Jules.
Morning.
Good morning, listeners.
Yes.
I've never said that before.
No.
And it's great to be here in the Garden of England in the sunshine and also hearing all about buying local, because I'm a massive supporter of buying local. And actually, I see fair trade as kind of like the overseas equivalent to buying local, because if stuff's not grown in the UK, then the next best thing is to buy direct from the producers who grow it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, to buy direct from small scale producers who grow nuts.
You started in 2007,
yeah,
I believe.
Our business has been going since 2007, and I've been working on it for a few years before that with the team at an organisation called Twin, who are one of the founding fathers of Fair Trade. They've been around since 1985, and in fact, they were one of their founders was a guy who was widely credited with coining the phrase Fair Trade, a great guy called Michael Barrett Brown, who's still around.
Mm.
And anyway, Twin have done this fantastic work over the years, helping small-scale farmers and producers in developing countries to find their way to the market. And Twin had created Cafe Direct and Divine Chocolate, and then we were the next in the family, Liberation Foods, launched in 2007, specialising in fair trade nuts.
And before that, you were a food technologist for M&S.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I'm a food scientist by training. I was always going to work in food. Never anything else I wanted to do. And my first job out of university was in the pudding department at M&S.
What a job!
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, isn't that the sort of amazing... Joe Banks from Pampers Chef is just starting to nibble on the nuts. Pass them round, Joe. Don't hog them in the corner, darling. Pass them round.
I've got the oven-baked chili and lime cashews.
Would Stevie Wood like one?
Peanuts and roasted corn. My favourite, and our best sellers, actually. And my three-year-old son is very partial to the chili cashews. So you find a packet of those in our house, they will have all the chili cashews missing.
Pick them out.
The peanuts and the corn left for me. But I don't mind, because the corn's my favourite bit. So my partner's left with the peanuts.
I'm reading here as well that you spent some time in Belize.
That's right,
in 96.
Yeah. So I've got a bit bored of checking that there was the
These light. Are the nuts, listeners, that are rattling, if you're wondering. It's not Stevie Wood scratching his underpants or anything. It is nuts. Carry on, Kate.
So after my 4 years of scoffing puddings for Marks and Spencer's and putting on about 2 stone in weight during that period, I got a bit bored.
Did you really put on 2 stone?
I did put on 2 stone. Yeah,
wow.
And I lost it.
Good girl. How did you lose it?
Oh, by eating nuts, of course, yes.
A little handful like Gwynnie.
That's right. Just a couple of handfuls a day as my in-between snack.
But full of omegas.
Nuts are a fantastic food. I mean, I'm obviously biased, but they are very nutritious. They're a great snack. They've got protein, they've got heart-healthy fats, they've got vitamins and minerals. We all know them as snacks, but actually they're extremely versatile when it comes to cooking. We probably all know about baking with them, about making cakes, about Brazil nut cookies, about peanut butter cookies. Well, perhaps what we're not so aware of is that you can make meals with them. You can make Brazil nut burgers, you can make peanut and cashew curry. We've got some new recipes at the moment that have been created by our friend Joe Hurd, the chef, one for each of our flavoured snack nut products. And there's lots of other recipes on our website, our new website actually, that was uploaded sometime in the middle of the night. Thank you very much to Lee, who did it.
To get up in the night, these techies, don't they?
It went to the wire, but yes.
But of course,
there's some great recipes on there, and nuts can form the basis of really good meals.
And of course, brain food.
Certainly, yes. Yeah, Brazil nuts in particular. Yeah, yeah.
And you're based in London.
Yes, our office is in London, but our shareholders, of course, are all around the world.
Tell us about those.
We're 44% owned by these cooperatives of smallholder nut producers that we exist to help, to work with. And that's Brazil nut gatherers from Bolivia, peanut farmers from Nicaragua and Malawi, and cashew nut farmers from India and El Salvador. So we're a family that is all around the world. But what we have in common is a love of nuts and a desire to sell our great quality nuts through our own brand that we're proud to own.
And you've won awards, I believe. You're an award winner.
Well, yes. As I was saying, my favourite is the chili and lime cashews with peanuts and roasted corn. And that won a Great Taste Award last year, which we're very pleased with.
And who was that from?
The Great Taste Award people.
Okay, because we have quite a few down here as well, awards. So the great taste.
And also our friend, I love the quote from our friend Allegra McEvedy, who many of you will know, lovely chef and writer, has been an ambassador for liberation for many a year. And she says of our chili and lime cashews, "This bumptious combo from liberation is a riot of flavours and textures, ticking boxes for snacking and drinks nibbles with great flair, whilst a handful on top of salads gives a whole new level of zip and crunch. Good for you as well as for those clever nut farmers." So that we love that, Allegra.
That is, I mean, I make myself at the moment I'm into beetroot, and I have some Riverford organic beetroot in my lunch today, and I sprinkled some almonds always on that as well, with a bit of feta and some cider vinegar, Kentish cider vinegar, of course. But the nuts just keep me full, because I won't get home till six tonight.
And they bring you some protein and some heart healthy fats, and that you won't get that sugar rush and then the drop in energy a couple of hours later. They will help to keep you feeling full. And they're much more environmentally friendly than other protein sources such as meat, and usually cheaper.
Yeah. Exactly. And so you've also got, I love this, I didn't know this, I'm sure Steve Wood knows, but there's a National Nut Day, which is the 22nd of October. Is that every year?
Yeah, well, we discovered a few years ago that National Nut Day existed in the States on the 22nd of October, so we took it upon ourselves to introduce it to the UK.
There are a few nuts in the USA. I know Nurse Liz Gilson's listening, for example, this morning. Morning, Nurse Liz.
Is that the lady from Maryland?
Yes, she is, yeah. But she amazing. Puts nuts in her cookies.
Brilliant, yeah.
Nut Day, so you're into that now?
National Nut Day is up and running in the UK, yes, and we're already making plans for this October. But of course, at the moment, we're in the midst of the other great event of the year for us, which is Fair Trade Fortnight, which was the annual period when all the fantastic fair trade supporters and campaigners around the country come together to really celebrate fair trade. And the UK is the biggest market in the world for fair trade. So we really are a fair nation. We live up to our reputation.
I'm just going to go over to Steve, who's munching. He's got his mouth full. I do like to catch him. How are the nuts, Steve?
They're very nice. Very nice indeed.
What are you scoffing?
Funnily enough, the chili and lime one.
That sounds lovely.
That wouldn't stand out.
I know Nurse...
My normal favourite.
Nurse Liz will be wondering why I'm not. But I will be scoffing after the show. But they'll make me cough, you see. So after the show, I'll be having them on Bunker. It doesn't really matter, on the Business Bunker at 1 p.m. So tell me about the peanut farmers in Malawi. I was reading about this. It was very, very interesting. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, we've done a lot of work over the years with small-scale peanut farmers in Malawi. Back in the 70s, Malawi as a country was one of the biggest exporters in the world for peanuts. And actually in the 70s and 80s, when the EU brought in very strict restrictions and rules about peanuts, the Malawians just fell out of the market because they didn't have the testing equipment to do the tests that were required to prove that they met the standards that the EU had brought in. And we have done over the last 10, 15 years painstaking work with smallholder farmers to help them get the quality of their nuts up to scratch that needs to be for export and to get them back into the market. And that's really important for these farmers and their families, the individuals that I know that can help their families and communities. They can make a living and feed peanuts to their own families. But also it's important for Malawi as a country to get their GDP up, because it's an important export crop. So it's pretty amazing work that's been going on there.
And ever bumped into Madonna? adopting another child?
Well, I haven't bumped into it, but one of the villages we work in is very close to the village that she adopted from. Yeah. So.
And what are the, when you're out there, are there things that you take for your own health to, you know, make sure that you're okay?
Well, you need to take malaria medication. Most of the places where we buy our nuts from when we visit, you have to take malaria medication.
And have you taken your children out there yet?
I haven't, no, but I certainly will. And his father's from Belize, from the Caribbean.
Wow. So
he's already quite a well-travelled little boy, but he hasn't been to visit any nut farms yet, but it won't be long.
Ah, we need to have your partner on the show to talk about Caribbean food, because I love Caribbean food. Does he cook?
Oh, he does, yeah.
Oh, you lucky girl. Yeah. You lucky, lucky girl. Apart from that, what else? First of all, where can we buy your nuts? That's the most. Can we buy them online?
You can buy online at Tradecraft. Yes.
Right.
And you can buy in selected Waitrose stores. Please do, listeners, let us know, or let Jules know if you have got Liberation products in your local Waitrose store.
That would be good.
Or if you've got a local Waitrose store and they haven't got Liberation, because then we can get onto them. And they're also available in Oxfam shops. And the Oxfam shops that sell food, of course. And over Fairtrade Fortnight, the Liberation snack nuts are on promotion in Waitrose and Oxfam and online at Tradecraft. So now is the chance to give them a try.
Now, would you ever sell... So if Steve was able to find a vendor at one of his farmer's markets, would that be possible?
I'm sure we can find a way.
Yeah.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. And would you also supply for things like events, for cocktail parties and things like that?
Definitely, yes. They're a fantastic nibble with a glass of wine.
They are. With two glasses of wine, I would say.
Just on their own.
Exactly. And what I love about them is just, I love all the colours. So the branding, that beautiful, this.
We love our,
can you
our,
see, listener?
Our placard waving peanuts.
Yeah. A bright orange, bright pinks, beautiful. And this one is the oven-baked salted cashew in peanuts. That looks lovely. And there's also a lovely jar of peanut butter, which my son, Shay, my young son, does enjoy. Talking about marmalade, he's not a marmalade man, but he does like his peanut butter. But what I do is I make him have that with a spread of marmalade on top.
Very
what,
nice,
that's
too.
That's what I do, too. Yeah. Best of both worlds.
It's a great combo.
Certainly is.
And I think also cheese and marmalade goes very well.
Yeah, or cheese and jam.
Yeah, cheese and jam. But we're marmalade month, so we must only mention marmalade.
Marmalade, sorry.
I'm going to give you a shout out again. So it's 3 W's, choose liberation.com to find out more. Do follow them on Twitter at @liberation_nuts. And if you are having an event or something, I'm thinking we have quite a few summer events. Try and get these and support, and especially with the fair trade, support Kate and everything she's doing. What are your plans? Any plans?
Well, our next big plan is to launch a new range of products in the summer. And these are all about the health, really extolling the health virtues of nuts. So I've got some more samples here of the healthy ones. So we've got a cocktail of nuts here. And that's lots of protein in that for your muscles. So we're calling that one Give Me Strength. And then we've got a little bit more of a treaty mix here, which is some dried pear, some dark chocolate covered ginger, some Brazil nuts, some almonds. And we're calling that one Get Up and Glow, because it's got lots of vitamins and minerals in it to give you a bit of a natural glow. So we'll crack those open for a taste as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. So for now, we're going to play a song that I sat up all night looking for, this listener, and see if you see the relevance to nuts. And we'll be speaking coming up next to Joe from Pampered Chef, Joe Banks. And also Stevie Wood will be telling you about news and events.
That's when I love for you, my dear. That's when I say for you, Marie. But it is not this, 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 but it is not this,
Ah, yes. Now, if you're old enough, like me and Stevie Wood and Paul Andrews, of course, the young chickens in the studio, Joe Banks and Kate Gaskell, have no idea. But that has a great Nut influence there, if you remember the 80s, with a certain large Nut company.
Were they Jungle Fresh?
They were.
Yeah.
They were Jungle Fresh. I know. Slightly golden.
Mm.
Stevie Wood, what have you got?
Twitter. Loads of stuff going on Twitter today, which is... nice. I'm just going to mention Jane, the fat carrot, too, or 11.
Not at all fat.
Which are not at all fat. Not at all a carrot, either.
No, or orange.
She mentioned on Twitter that she had a good meal the other day, a good vegan meal, because she's vegetarian, isn't she? So she had a nice vegan meal at Pizza Express in Tunbridge, which I'll give a mention because it's nice to know some of the big chains getting a bit behind vegan, if you're into it. Burger Bros UK, they're hiring chefs and KPs, so they're saying on Twitter.
They're hiring chefs, yes, I saw that.
Chefs and KPs.
Yeah, what's
a KP? What's a KP?
Isn't it
I don't
peanut?
Know. It wasn't, that's what I thought.
Do you think they slipped that in?
Valley Game, as always, are listening. Kent Catering, you had them on the other week, didn't you? They're out there.
Fabulous food, those boys.
They do some lovely stuff, same as the Kentish pieman. He's listening, and apparently he's got meaty pots of goodness when he's out this weekend.
And I'm wearing a pie now this morning.
Other food people we got listening, Steve the Fish is out there, he's listening.
Morning.
Mustchup, do you know Andrew from Mustchup? He's out there, he's listening.
He's a spicy man.
Yeah, and of course you got your usuals out there, right? Nurse Liz J, she's not local, is she?
Nurse Liz J, and she's lolling on a sofa in Maryland, and she said she's enjoying the music. And also the Barrister Broker, rather handsome man that comes on my show occasionally, he says he's enjoying the current track, Jules Serkin. Who is the artist? I'm such a bad DJ. It's, of course, Louis Armstrong.
Should say on the screen, shouldn't it, I think, nowadays?
Yeah, but he can't read that.
You don't have to have your head going around looking at the record.
I was just swooning at eating these nuts.
A&M Marketing are out there listening as well.
Lovely Amy. I hope she's feeling better. She had a little car crash. I hope she's feeling better.
Caroline and Liz.
They've still got venison, I believe.
They might well have, yes.
Yeah. Organic.
Yes. Miriam McKirk, she's listening as well.
Tales from Turkey.
Plenty of people out there on Twitter. A couple of things about nuts I'm going to tell you about.
Oh, yeah, I do love
Because we're sort of having a nutty day, aren't we? A lot of people perceive nuts to be quite a fatty food, which they do have quite a lot of fat in them. And as we've just heard, it's very good fat. But a lot of you probably don't know, for the last 60 years, we've been given the wrong information about fat. And fat isn't quite as bad for us as... Well, it's fat, not at all bad for us. Most of it is quite good for us because it actually makes you feel as if you're full. So all the time you're not eating any fat, you feel hungry. You have a little bit of fat. Makes you feel full.
Think of a dog. We're quite close to dogs, aren't we?
I was going to say... I haven't been to that country, so I don't know.
Well, look at my canines. You know, I was meant to eat a little bit of meat.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying you're not meant to eat meat. No, this was a fat thing.
Yeah.
Whether it's on meat, whether it's dairy, whether it's in nuts or whatever it is. Mm. We've been told not to eat it for the last 60 years, and apparently they reckon that's wrong. And another bit of astounding news I heard today about nut allergies. Is they've worked out how to stop nut allergies in children. And must have taken them years to work this out. It's actually to give them nuts when they're young.
You're joking.
No, what a surprise that
because
is.
Because it's funny, because when I weaned my kids from breastfeeding and all that, we were, the rules weren't as strict as they are now. They're much, much stricter. So maybe this is why all the kids are, I mean, kids now have got allergies to strawberries and kiwi fruits and all sorts.
And they also get all these diseases because we're too clean. We're stopping the kids getting too much stuff. You stop them having loads of stuff when they're young. And it's the way we work. We know that. We're happily inject them with all these things to stop them getting the diseases, but you won't give them the foods. Because you're told not to. And I think most of these allergies, food allergies, if you give it to the children when they're young, that'll help out. I'm not a doctor. I've just read the report.
Well, hello to Dyla Brain, enjoying the great music on Scoff and Quaff. Any more ditties or shall I play a song?
No, I think that's about it. I think we'll have a song.
Thank you, Stevie Wood. I'm going to play, keeping on with our nutty theme, a little bit of, who is this? Harry Nilsson, died in a dentist chair, you know. Lime in the Coconut.
Brother bought a coconut, bought it for a time. My sister had an order, what she paid for a lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor, to relieve the belly, that's the doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, but doctor, to relieve this belly, I say.
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor, woke him up. Say, doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor, to relieve this belly, you. I said, doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, doctor, to relieve this belly ache. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you call me in the morning.
Lovely Nilsson there with Coconut, keeping on with our nutty theme. And we have now bringing lots of goodies in front of me. The studio, listen, smells divine. We've got little cheesy bacony bites and little seedy snacks, healthy. And we have Joe Banks from the Pampered Chef. Now, have you ever been to a Pampered Chef party? I don't know if they're in the USA where Nurse Liz is, but certainly in England, I did go and bought, as I remember, a lovely pizza slab.
Piece of stone, yes.
Yes, beautiful. And also some lovely bamboo spoons, salad servers. Very, very keen. And I'm very keen on your spiralizer. So tell me more, Joe Banks.
I bought you some bits to show you.
Oh.
I got into Pampered Chef in America, so it's very big in the States.
Where were you?
My husband's job, deepest, darkest Tennessee.
Wow.
Bit of a strange place.
I'd like to go there. Is that where the swamps are? Is that
not
swamps?
Far away, yes.
Yeah.
3 years we were there, so quite an experience. Hosted lots of Pampered Chef parties, came back to England and forgot all about it, got into the play school run and children.
Yes.
And then
vomit got, and, yes, you know, nappies.
Hadn't got time for anything else. Then I got invited to a Pampered Chef party near Gatwick, actually. I'm over in Edenbridge, near the borders of Surrey. Went to the party and owned half the catalogue, got very excited and really joined to get myself my saucepans. It's all about the saucepans.
Okay, what's so good about the saucepans?
They are beautiful saucepans. They just last for years. They are non-stick, doesn't all rub off after a few years. Mm. They just, yes, good long-lasting
pans. Are they any good for my, what's it called? I've got a new hob. I've gone from gas to the...
Induction.
Thank
you. How did you know by the sign language?
You need our stainless pans.
Okay.
So these ones, we do a full
range,
yes. So it was all about the pans. Signed up with Pampered Chef about 7 years ago. And really, going to get the pans, going to do a few parties, and then I was going to walk away. But here I am 7 years on. My children have grown up. I've now got a 9 and 12-year-old, so this is now my proper job, my full-time job, and I do 2 parties a week.
Two a week?
I go out and do 2 parties, but that's my full-term salary, so that works quite nicely around the children.
So this is a franchise that you've bought into?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, Pampered Chef, you buy the kit.
Yep.
Anybody can buy the kit,
yep.
And if there's anybody listening that wants to get some confidence, get back into the workplace... likes cooking, it does help. You don't have to be a chef by any means, but wants to have a go, dip their toe in, you can buy the kit and you can do what you like with it. That's what I love about it. I'm much more on the foodie side. I love recipes, passionate about trying out different things.
I can see from what you've brought in, they're amazing. Just run us through what you've brought in.
So I've actually got a marmalade tart in the car.
Well, I work with a marmalade tart, you know, in the corner. Look, there he is.
So I was trying to think about marmalade being Marmalade Month, and I was also thinking about fair trade. So it's homemade marmalade, and I have also bought...
Thick cut or thin?
Oh, thick cut.
Oh, yes.
I quite like thick cut.
Yeah, Seville oranges?
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes. Then I've bought my brownie pan, which is one of our hugely popular
products. Is that this one?
Products, yes, because it's individual... portions, so nobody fights.
Would Steve like to let's pass these around.
Kate.
I'm sure Kate's dying for one.
The children cannot fight about the size of your brownies when you use this.
Right.
Because when you cut up a
of course,
tray bake,
yeah.
They all get, you know.
And you never want the corner, do you?
I want the little one, exactly. So they all get the same size. This is also brilliant for flapjacks. I've made chocolate flapjacks today. And these
Kate's
are
tucking in.
A
go on,
healthy
Kate.
Version to take for lunch boxes because they are only seeds. So sorry, no nuts in the chocolate flapjacks.
And no nuts.
I'll send out the recipes. They'll be on my Facebook page, Joe's Pampered Chef Party. Lots of recipes there, lots of ideas. But the flapjacks work really nicely in the individual brownie pans. So great for those lunch boxes.
And what's your location? If people want to hold a party, what's your sort of catchment area?
Well, I'm in Edenbridge.
Right.
But, I'm more than happy to get my car and travel. I go into London. I travel down to... I've done a couple of parties down in Ashford. So, yes... tweet me, message me if you'd be interested in a party. I'd love to get involved. Also, fundraising. What happens there, instead of as a host of a party, you get lots of lovely products for free. As a fundraiser, the money will go to your specific charity. So I've got a big charity coming up.
Okay.
6th of March, we're doing an event with breast cancer, and it's with the Boobettes.
The Boobettes? Who are the Boobettes?
The Boobettes are a group of ladies under the age of 35.
Right.
Who have all had breast cancer.
Wow.
And been treated. And they go around to secondary schools, talk to women about breast cancer and cancer awareness. And they're doing an event on the 6th of March. I'm going along and I'm going to do a superfoods demo and try and talk about some of the leafy green things that are good for you to keep you healthy.
Yeah.
So I've bought you a healthy recipe with chocolate flapjacks full of seeds. And then I bought you a non-healthy recipe, which are quite nice at this time of day because they've got bacon and cheese in. Their little pastry.
How was it, Kate, for you?
Tarts.
How was your tart?
Delicious. And I'm going to have another one just so I can have it with a bit of Steve's chili jelly that's
exactly
sitting in front of me here.
Exactly. And the pickled onions that Steve is also, they're actually Paul Andrews, but he won't mind if you have one. But the chili jelly, I eat a jar of this a week. It's just addictive. Carry on,
well,
Jo.
The mini muffin pan is what I've used to make these little tarts, and they are just brilliant for canapé evenings. So as I said, a nice blob of chili jam and a little bit of cheese, onion, red onion marmalade. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, we are. Marmalade.
Red onion marmalade with a little piece of goat's cheese in a little tart is delicious.
Divine combination there.
A few glasses, yes. So I use my mini muffin pan a lot for canapé evenings, and the children love using it because it's a real quick, easy way to make mince pies or little chocolate tarts, Nutella, lemon curd, all those type of things. Cheats, but they work very well.
That sounds great. And I love your salad bowls and things like that. I mean, everything you've got here is just beautiful to look at. And I've had a little tweet for you, Jo, and it's from Laura Burton Lawrence. She's at Burton Lawrence on the Twitter. And she says, the handsome, which is what I call him, of course, he is very handsome, Barrister Broker, that's Twitter, is hosting his first Pampered Chef party with Jo Banks next month.
Yes, that's
right. I wonder whether I get an invite. Probably
I
will.
Do.
I might have to wash up there, though, because he comes in here and washes up for me, you see.
Ah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
What normally happens is I go along, we've agreed the recipe, and I actually know we're going to do a curry evening. So an easy one-pot curry, some nice naan poppadom type Yorkshire puddings. I know that sounds a bit bizarre, but you make a Yorkshire pudding with no fat in our brilliant stoneware, and you put a little bit of garlic and coriander in there. So it goes really nicely with a curry and our fab rice cooker as well. So we're going to do a curry evening at that party. I do all different types of recipes, Mexican nights. I do coffee mornings, brunches. I'm afraid the marmalade cake got eaten yesterday because I did do a brunch where that disappeared.
That's not what you should come in and say.
No, I'm sorry.
There's another one in the post.
So lots of lovely recipes. I think the Pampered Chef products are fantastic quality. I love endorsing them. My kitchen's full of them. I don't use anything else. So from spatulas to wine glasses to pots and pans, it's all Pampered Chef.
And how are they price-wise? How do they compare with things that I would buy in the shops?
Well, if you went to Poundland, of course, they look very, very expensive. Pampered Chef is high quality. So this is built for the professional kitchen, professional chef. It just lasts. You buy a garlic press, it will last you 20 years. You can't. You know, you get what you pay
exactly
for. Exactly. You really do. So, and what I love about it, something like the food chopper or one of our knives comes with a nice blade cover. If you lose the blade cover, throw it away by mistake, you can drop me a line, replaceable items for a couple of pounds. Whereas I'm afraid after 5 years, the department stores would say, another one.
It's just tough.
So it is lovely product. You can buy it online through me, or you can host a party. And if you are looking at the catalogue going, oh, that's lovely, but it's very expensive, that's why you must host a party. Generally, £50 to £100 worth of product goes to my host. So it's a good way to acquire some nice bits in your kitchen.
You can find Jo on www.pamperedchef.biz/JoBanks, JoBanks. She's also on facebook.com at Jo's Pampered Chef Party. And so if somebody wants to give a party, you just come and oversee it all?
we talk on the phone. We work together before your party. We get the date in the diary. You invite your friends. I would say about 10. 10's a good number on the night or at the lunch. And I try and get everyone to roll up their sleeves and get stuck in. I know that there are Pampered Chef parties where you can go along and just watch. It's all about them and doing the show, whereas I prefer to get everybody else stuck in. So it's much more of a cookery session and a little bit more fun for anybody that is quite foodie and into cooking. They want to get on with the gadgets. They don't want to stand back. So it works much better, I think.
Brilliant. I'm very excited. And apparently my invitation is on its way for Barrister Broker. So, yeah, that sounds great. Thank you very much for bringing us in. We're all going to be tucking in a minute.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm going to go over to...
Already have.
I'm going to go to Steve if he's got his mouth empty. But first of all, just to say that Saturday, 7th of March, there's Penshurst Farmers Market. Big hello to you. And something I saw with, we were talking about Burger Brothers, at Burger Brothers, they do a beef, brisket, chili and fresh nachos, which I rather fancy. Stevie Wood.
That cheese and bacon tart was absolutely gorgeous.
How many did you have?
Four.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, you've still got more.
They're only small. They're not that big. I think they should be, I think they should be bigger. But there you go. You did mention induction hobs earlier.
Yes.
We use them in the kitchen. They're great. If you're thinking of switching over and you've got a favourite pan, the easy way to see if your pan will work is to get a fridge magnet and stick it on the bottom. And if a fridge magnet sticks to the bottom of your pan, it'll probably work on an induction hob.
Oh, you're very clever. I bought those things that you can use any pan with as well. I've got two of those. You can buy like a plate that you can put any pan on because I had some nice pans. But I'm looking, there's something called, well, let's just say Pampered Chef. Do you want to ask me anything about next week's show?
Not really.
Because
know, don't you?
You're just being curmudgeon.
Who's the guests on next week,
well,
Jules?
Stevie Wood, thank you for asking. We have next week Tunbridge Farmers Market, Kathy's Pickles. She likes a little bit of marmalade.
Certainly
in
does.
In fact, I was tucking into her marmalade this morning with my...
She's an award winner, you know.
She is. Mm. And I was tucking in this morning with my dippy egg. And we also have Deborah Thackeray, who is in Beirut at the moment, as you do. She's talking in Beirut about her gluten-free bakery. On the Twitter, she is Gluten-Free Bakey, B-A-K-I, and she'll be talking about their gluten-free baking classes. She'll be hopefully back from Beirut, maybe with a little Arab boyfriend, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Stevie Wood, what's going on? Last roundup
very quickly. A lot of chocolate going on this morning. Kent Dark Chocolates have tweeted him.
My one weakness.
Linton Chocolates.
My other weakness.
You do seem to get a lot of chocolates people on this show. I don't know why it is when they're coming in with a big bag of chocolate.
I know, but it does give you... I've actually got some Kent Dark Chocolate, which is, I think it's off the top of my head, it's 78%, to give me a little buzz just before I go and work with Paul Andrews.
I'm sure it helps no end. I'm sure it helps no end. I'll just give my market a quick mention, which is on Sunday. It's at Elm Court Garden Centre, which is top of Boxley Hill. It's on 9:30 till 1:30. Got about 30 stalls this week. Normal stuff, demonstration kitchen with Matthew romping around on it.
Matthew at Kent Fine Foods.
That's it. Market draw, plenty of fresh local produce.
I'm interested to find out. It's 9:30 to 1:30, but it's the old garden centre, isn't it? Some people know it as.
Wyvale.
Okay.
In fact, no, it's Wyvale again now.
Okay, is it?
Yes. Yes, right. They've changed.
I'm going to read out the sat-nav. So it's M for Mother, E7, 3JQ for Quebec. And you've got 30-plus stalls?
Yeah, I'm impressed you knew that, because I don't know that.
Well, but also, what you know, this winning ticket, tell us about that. I mean, £600 to spend on the stalls.
Yes, about 20 of the producers give away a ticket with every purchase. So they all have 50 tickets. First 50 purchases get a ticket, and it goes into a draw, and then we draw it the month after. And it's all vouchers to spend at the market. It's not actually cash. And if nobody collects it, then we roll it over and it's another £100. So it just keeps going up until we get a winner. And then we have had one winner there, Lucy. She won £300 worth of stuff to spend at the market. So a lot of people get given the tickets and then don't hang on to them. So hang on to your tickets.
They have that with the, you know, the big one, don't they?
The lottery.
People just don't claim it. I don't really understand why. It must be mad.
Must be embarrassing to go and say, I've just won £13.5 million, mustn't it?
Yeah, what's the point of just losing your ticket? What have you got in season?
This month?
Yeah,
the odd not thing. A lot.
Have you got any?
Not a lot at all. That's why we're doing the marmalade. They've still got the end of the winter veg, the Swedes.
So the roots.
Yeah, the roots.
I love
the
a root
real
veg.
Comfort food.
I love a root veg.
Make the most of it this month because it is coming to an end.
Mm.
We've got a few bits and pieces coming in. First thing you always get is the forced rhubarb. So hopefully we'll have some forced rhubarb. But next month is when it really starts. I think we might even get asparagus next month because the weather's been quite kind. Yeah, it's been quite kind to us, hasn't it?
We haven't had much frost.
We might do. We might do. Or it might. Now, that is a bit early, isn't it? Where are we? I forget which month we're in. I'm working in March at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're still in February, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'll come back and say that next month.
I would.
Yeah.
Did you have something to read out about apples?
Oh, I did,
I make that up?
Yeah, no. Apples are looking good. Looks like it could be the best year for English apples for 20 years. So it's a combination of good crops and also people becoming more aware of their local produce. And we are surrounded by apple trees.
And we want an English apple. We don't want American polished apples. We want an English. Sorry, Nurse Liz, you want an American polished apple, but we want a Kentish apple. And even a Bramley. I love a Bramley. You know, in France, they don't use a cooking apple. They use eating apples. For their crumbles, they use an eating apple.
I don't know. I don't know how we've come about to get cooking apples. I'm going to hazard a guess that originally came about for cider more than...
possibly.
More than cooking.
But I'm actually doing a crumble tomorrow for Josh's birthday and using large amounts of Bramleys with some medjool dates I shall probably put in.
Brilliant. No, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
That'll sweeten it up quite nicely.
Yeah.
They're in the chocolate flapjacks.
Oh, do you know I love a medjool date?
You'll be fine with that because they're gluten-free.
I can't wait for this show to finish, really, so I can just scoff.
You want to be quick because they're going.
I'd like to say a big thank you to Steve Wood for coming in and telling us all about Elmcourt Farmers Market and Matthew Kiersey Lawson's romp on his cooking demo. A big thank you to Kate Gaskell with her Fair Trade Fortnight and her nuts, Liberation Nuts. Check out that in Waitrose if you can find them and everywhere else. Jo Banks with her Pampered Chef. If you want a party, get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch or go on her website. And a big thank you to sponsors Julian Lucas, Kent Dark Chocolate and Linton Chocolate, the fabulous Debbie Carter with her white chocolate infused with raspberries, which I'm rather partial to. And for all of your tweets, thank you. Keep listening because coming up next we have the amazing Paul Andrews, Snake Hips himself. 1 o'clock we have Ken Heron, social media expert, who'll be talking to us from Florida. And he'll be telling us about social media, LinkedIn and Facebook. From Jules Serkin, myself, Steve Wood, Kate Gaskell and Joe Banks, all of us, goodbye.
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 Channelradio.co.uk.
Well, get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Serkin scoff and quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law.